Hello, everyone. My name is Zane Plaza, and welcome to the Ultra Nerd Podcast. For this podcast, I'll be talking about anything from video games to card games, movies, anime, anything of the sorts I'll most likely talk about. So, this is my first episode of a podcast, and I want to give it a special idea that I'm going to be talking about a game that I've grown up with. So, this is my first episode. Games for the memory. So today's episode, I'll be talking about an old video game back in the 2000s known as Spectrobes. Spectrobes was Disney's own original attempt of making a monster collect-a-thon game, and it did have its own unique twist to it, where instead of going into the wild and finding a Pokemon or a Spectrobe in the middle of the wild, you instead collect them by literally digging up a fossil remnant of them. And not only that, how to evolve a Spectrobe is by giving them a thing known as a mineral, and I'll get to that in a second. But the game is about these two characters named Roland and Gina, who are anime as ever with their idea of a character and pink hair design as well, who are a part of a Earth Federation association who are there to help protect the universe from any threats. And the threat being these creatures known as the Krall, which are in these vortexes that are there to destroy all life. Pretty simple as that, right? So gameplay value is kind of simple. You basically move around as Roland. You have a little Spectro following you. I'll talk about that in a sec. And you basically go from door to door or area to area to different worlds, either via walking there or through your spaceship to go to different planets. So one thing that's a key feature about Spectrobes that separates it from this, the Pokemon, is the fact that you use a Spectrobe that's in a childlike state to find Spectrobes. You could also find other things such as minerals to, like I said, leveling up a Spectrobe and to evolving it, to mystery rocks, which could give you an assortment of other minerals or special items for a Spectrobe to either make them a offensive attacker or a defensive attacker. Not only that, but there's also these special cubes, which I honestly don't know what they do. Maybe for data, I guess. But not only that, let's talk about battling. There are two different ways of battle in the game, which is the inside of a vortex where you can literally control a Spectrobe and switch to either one of them to control, whichever your favorite, and you can be able to control it. Not only that, but a Spectrobe also has two different attacks. It has a normal attack, which these normal attacks could range from a Spectrobe literally doing one specific attack, a combo attack, ranged attacks, and even a small AoE attack, if I'm correct, to a special attack, where between the bottom of the screen, you actually see a little brown black box, and that if it goes yellow all the way, you could do a combined attack with two Spectrobes where it shows a small animation of either ones who's your leader or who you're using to do a full-fledged attack to do more damage. Not only that, but some Spectrobes could range from water, grass, and fire. So basically, it follows the simple pattern of what beats what, much like Pokemon does. So, let's talk about something known as evolving in Spectrobes. This is going to be the original. I'm going to be talking about the Wii version in a second. I mean, later on. The way to evolve a Spectrobe is to collect minerals. And it could honestly be quite teasing because you're going to be out in the field trying to find a Spectrobe fossil to collect in your collection to complete the entire set, and then next thing you know, you have to make sure it evolves and it gets to a certain level and it has to battle. Now for a child Spectrobe, it's honestly quite simple because you only need to give it 4 max, if 5 maybe, whereas for an adult it gets honestly teasing. Because you have to battle a certain amount of times, you have to give it a certain level point, and not only that, it has to have a specific number of minerals. So honestly, it is quite teasing as to compares of Pokemon's level cap system of what level a Pokemon needs to be when it evolves, or what item it needs to have if it levels up, or this or that, and so on and so forth. But it really does try to make itself more stand out with its monsters than Pokemon does. And honestly, it shows, because most of the monsters you see on this game, from what I've heard, are inspired by monsters from statues and wall paintings from different cultures, and it really shows. Like, there are a ton of unique monsters in this game to collect and to have. But one thing about the story, from what I could remember, is that let's just say a lot of bad guys came in to do a lot of bad shites in your universe. And they do it by breaking down these specific pillars and opening up more portals that basically most likely would tear the fabric of the universe apart, filling it with crumble. And like I said, the crumble are not a good thing in this game. But besides just that, let's get to the bosses. So the bosses are pretty standard at best, where most of them are just like, you gotta smash that A button to make sure they're dead. But besides just that, there is two bosses in the game that really stand out from the rest, where you fight this one boss that's basically like a sphere that eats planets. And I remember back in the day, this guy was annoying because he was able to both jump around the map, spin around like a top to deal you damage, and only that, when he jumps, he does like a small AoE that pushes you back so you can't even get near the guy if you need to attack, unless if you have a ranged fighter with you. Not only that, another thing that made this boss annoying was he has like a vortex attack that was able to suck everything up around you and basically deal a whole ton of damage to your spec. Sorry, I ate before I done this. To your spectropes. And there was another boss, which was the final boss that really stood out from the rest, where he had his own type of spectropes too. Where these spectropes were obviously dark spectro, known as dark spectropes, I mean. And they could arrange from like a sumo type of style of play, where you would see one go into the map and like sit there for a bit, where the other one like walks around and maybe attacks a bit, and it'll do the same thing for him a bit. And it's actually quite interesting because they have their own unique way of fighting, whereas one is more of a ranged attacker, the other one is more of a get in there and beat the living crap out of you. But let me just say one thing about the game was it did have its own unique perks to it. Whereas awakening a Spectrobe, the Spectrobe has to be awoken for you, from you, I mean, through a microphone screaming. And I remember back in the day, my sisters used to dread when I played this game because I would constantly be saying the words, wake up. Now, you don't need to specifically say wake up. You could basically make any noise to wake up the Spectrobe. But the interesting thing about this one was that there were three different pillars of what your tone of voice would be. So, for example, if you would be a level three tone, you would get the original colors. But if you were a one or a two, you would get different colors. So basically, you could basically get any perk. I mean, not that. You would basically get any shiny, if you want to say it, of a Spectrobe. Unlike Pokemon, where you have to literally get lucky to get a shiny Pokemon, you could literally just scream into your DS and bada bing, bada boom, you will get a shiny Spectrum like nobody's business. But as good as the game is, it doesn't have its own flaws. So the game, I feel, honestly does lack a couple of things, like a faster movement speed where you can do like a double jump. I'm afraid I may break my DS because of how old it is. Not only that, but there are some segments that I feel as if are unneeded. Like there is a spaceship flying segment, which is cool at first, but it kind of feels like it gets annoying because it tells you how to do it, despite the fact of you already knowing how to do it. Not only that, I also feel as if some of the things can be teasing, like I previously mentioned, like from collecting the minerals to giving them to your adult versions of a spectrobe to this, and to fighting on ground. Whereas it's not as bad, but if you're not careful, you could probably die as Roland. I think I almost forgot to mention that, actually, now I mention it. You could fight as Roland on ground. So this goes back to the battling segment of the game, where you actually fight these smaller crawl characters who are basically like spears of any kind, from like dust storm spears to literal kamikazes to ones shooting rocks or laser beams at you. And honestly, if you're not careful, you could probably die very quickly, depending on which world you're on, though. So Roland does have his own weapons. He has swords, blasters, fist weapons, and his shirt could be changed at any time, giving you more health or armor to a certain type of element on a specific planet. Now, note, though, when you wear a specific armor with a different color to it, you can be prone to the various weakness of that same color. Like, if you wear a green armor, you could be more resistant to a water damage, but that doesn't mean you're resistant to fire damage. But the Wii version does change some stuff up a bit that the DS version did, but it does have its own downsides as much as Beyond the Portals does. So, let's start talking about that one for a sec. So, if I'm correct, Spectro's Beyond the Portal came out somewhere between 2010 and 2009, But all I do know is I remember seeing some thumbnail and artwork about the game where it lets you control two Spectrobes at a time, but you have to play as Roland, but they dumbed it down to one, which is kind of sad. So let's talk about Spectrobes Origins. The gameplay is fairly simple. You have a Wii remote and your nunchuck. You can control Roland by spinning it with the nunchuck, and you can spin around the camera with the D-pads of the Wii remote. Not only that, but you also have a little spectrobe. And you could be able to, like, shake the Wii remote, and that spectrobe will be able to go out and search for other spectrobes and minerals. And unlike the original, instead of literally digging up minerals, they could literally just pop right out of the ground, which saves you a lot of time, actually. But it does have a big downside, though, now that I look back at it. Instead of digging up your spectrobe, you get a cube. And I honestly don't know why, but that cube has a spectrobe in it. And you have to go back to your ship and dig up the spectrobe that way. Now, unlike the original, you honestly have an assortment of tools already given to you to use for digging. But for the rest of them, you need to buy. Whereas this one, you already have all the tools that you necessarily need, such as lasers, drills, a scanner, a fan, bombs, and a hammer. Where, like I previously mentioned, the original, you have to buy some of them, whereas two of them, you already have. So, I do give it points for that. But what's the fun of literally have to go back to the ship where you found a fossil and not dig it up where it already is? It's much like if paleontologists literally dig up an entire fossil of a dinosaur from the ground, potentially breaking it, and instead of carefully dusting it off or like digging it up on site. Or maybe if an archaeologist goes into a tomb, discovers it, and decides to potentially bring the entire area or continent with it to base and potentially damaging the entire thing with it. It's like that a bit, if you think about it. But the digging segment is actually fairly simple. You just have to be careful. Not only that, but instead of screaming into your DS and saying, wake up, one downside I feel about collecting the spectrobes through their child state is you have to shake both your nunchuck and your Wii remote at a rhythm that it says on screen, which I don't know why that was a good idea, but I kind of feel as if it ruins the experience of what the original presented. So let's talk about combat for a sec. Combat is fairly interesting because you get to play as Roland through most of the part, from area to area to boss battle. Not only that, but each Spectrobe you can control via Wii Remote sometimes. It's mainly AI, but you once shaken, you could basically tell them to sick them on another enemy crawl, mainly for a combo. So if pressing A gives you like a 3-attack combo, and I can't remember what B does. I think B might be a special attack for your Spectrobe. So let's talk about that for a sec. There's a yellow bar right next to your Spectrobe that you unlock at a certain level. So if that bar is full, you basically press the B button, if I'm right, and you have to cross your arms, and then once the bar is full, you have to bring them out so it can attack. I don't know why, it just says so. But anyway, some of these attacks can range from different varieties, from like a simple straight attack, to a combo attack, to a blast attack. Now, through trial and error, you literally have to position your Spectrobe in different ways so the attack hits. If not, they're essentially literally punching air. But what's more interesting about this version of the combat than the original, Roland honestly has a much more bigger arsenal of weapons to choose from than the original has. Because like I said, you have a sword, a blaster, a fist weapon, and that's it. Whereas in this one, you have a sword, a hammer, a blaster, a lance, and a fist weapon. So that's 5 different assortments of weapons you can have in your arsenal to use against the crawl. And some of them do have their own special attacks. Some of them do have their own combos. Others may not. It's the best way of choosing which one might be right for you and for your style. Another thing that is interesting is the crawl, because the original did have its own unique crawls to specific worlds, but this one took it times 11. Each crawl is specifically unique to different worlds. Sometimes you are going to find crawl that are similar to others, sometimes you're not. Other times, crawl have a unique trait that you need to work around. Like, for example, there's a crawl that has a shield in its front, but it's weak to its back. So you could probably use your Spectrobe to attack the shield front while you're going around to attack its back. Not only that, let's talk about an interesting key aspect that this game does have. It literally makes you have a Zelda clone. It literally has a Zelda clone in it. So basically, at certain key aspects of the game, you need a specific Spectrobe with a specific trait to be able to surpass key moments in the game. Like for a flying Spectrobe, you need it to literally break down a rock so you can get across. Other times, you need a Spectrobe to go in a temple to open up a gate from the other side, or so on. And it's honestly quite unique, because you didn't really see that at all, or even often, in the original version. Whereas some key moments, you need to place specific Spectrobe fossils in certain areas in the original. And that's about it that I could think of. There weren't many different puzzles that the original had for you to solve or to choose from. I mean, not choose from, to solve mainly. Whereas this one, it was literally had its own Zelda themes built into it that made it more stand out more than the original did. I'm sorry, folks, this is my first podcast. But anyway, let's talk about evolving, which is kind of the weakest part of the game. In my opinion, at least. But anyway, evolving is actually simple because you get to go in a small world on a ship that's basically like a daycare center for your Spectrobes. So, Spectrobes evolution is pretty standard like the original. You have your child state, the adult state, and the evolved state. And you basically, much like the original, give them minerals to help them level up and to evolve. But there is a special kind of mineral that you need for a Spectrobe to evolve. And once you give it to them, they evolve, obviously. Now, for me, I honestly feel as if it's kind of teasing as much as the original did, because, like I said, it's a mineral. And thinking that, it's limited. You're not going to have an unlimited supply of this specific mineral for a spectrobe to evolve. So if you want a so if you want to keep a spectrobe at a certain thing, you could do that. But for you to evolve a spectrobe, you need to have this mineral. And that could be anywhere on the air, on any planet that you go to. It could be on any map. It could be literally right behind you. Or it could be the one mineral that you don't decide to pick up when you leave the area. And it's honestly quite teasing, really. Because I feel as if it's more teasing to collect the mineral than it is to do the battling, the level, and the mineral, and the mineral requirement as the original did. But it also does have a much more bigger downside than the original did. You can't have a shiny spectrobe. Well, I mean you can, but you can't. Much like the original, you have a special kind of computer that you can't use until you're halfway through the game that lets you do these star coordinates. And these star coordinates could be able to help you get, much like the original, get specifically different spectrobes that you weren't able to get from a fossil, or different colors of another spectrobe. But, like the unlike the original, you're only stuck to one specific key color of a spectrobe throughout the entire game. I would have loved it if they would have like made a voice recognition in the when you speak into the microphone. But now I think about it, it might look weird. I don't know why, it might just look weird. So the story of the game is quite not as far as from the original. Whereas you still have Roland and Gina. They're still a part of this Earth Association. But they have a different ship. So I am guessing this is off of the original story. Not only that, but Gina and Roland get sucked into a portal, and that causes them to go into a different world and a different solar system that's not unique to their own. Some characters are seen from the original game, but I'm guessing that Roland and Gina may not recognize them at first. I can't remember. I am sorry, folks. But besides just that, the idea of the story is that they're that this one planet that's similar to their own will end in a few days if they don't unlock a specific spectrobe to help stop it. And not only that, that their boss, their someone else, and the main villain of the entire series is hooked to this one story in a specific way. Let's get to my favorite part of this topic, bosses. So the bosses are frankly, much better than the original. Whereas, like I mentioned in the original, you have to spam that A button. And yeah, spam that A button much better so they're dead. Whereas in this one, you do have to spam the A button, but in a specific way. What I mean by that is, the bosses have these cores on them in different areas of their body. It could be their literal head, it could be on their chest, or it could even be on their tail for now. But besides just that, it gives you more of an option to use strategic ways of attacking the said core. Like, for example, do you want to go with more of a ranged attack spectrum and a ranged weapon to try to smack the core? Do you want to like save your spectrum's energy for a final attack to see if they could damage more harder than normal? Or do you want to try to weaken its limbs to see if it could fall down so you can get to the core? And it's all unique in different ways. If I can remember correctly, the first boss is this giant hulking monster with the core on its head. So basically, if I think, it's been a while, folks, I think, if I'm correct, you basically have to smack its arms like hell so it could fall down so you're open to its core. And then smack away until it dies. But besides just that, you're also given a free spectrobe at the end of each boss fight. Now, granted, you don't have to go to the unlock the thing. You don't have to dig it up from the cube. You could basically get it free without digging it up, which, perk for that. But one thing I do want to mention is that the Spectrums are completely much more unique as to the original. There are an assortment of different Spectrums to collect. Some Spectrums from the original are in, others are not, which is kind of a shame, really, because there were a lot of interesting Spectrums in the original. There was a bat that basically shoots lightning at your opponents. There was a wind Spectrobe that had these giant air propellers on his shoulders, and his special attack was that he launches himself at the enemy like a rocket. Now that's awesome. But besides the good and the bad, what are some of the downsides to the game? Well, like I previously mentioned, you do not get any shiny Spectrobes. You don't get to control your Spectrobes. You don't even get any shiny Spectrobes. And it does take away some key aspects from the original, too. But one key thing I do want to note is that it does do fairly interesting, I could argue, than the original, is that you can actually get weapons from specific areas that look like they came apart from a Spectrobe. What I mean by this is that there are certain areas you could be open to, and these areas could have a weapon for you to collect, each of them with their unique fighting style and unique attribute. Some of them could be fire, others could be water, and others could be fire. But I almost forgot to mention is that this game totally debunks the entire originality of the element idea from the original. Instead of having three, it has five, which is electricity and earth. And sorry, folks, like I said, it's been a while. If I'm correct, it goes from grass to water to fire to earth to lightning. And each of them are opposite, go after one another. I do know that fire goes after green and green goes after water. If I'm correct, I can't remember what the other two go after. But all I do know is it's much similar to the original. If you have a specific weapon with a specific attribute on you, you could be weakened to the other, but you could also be resistant to the other. Which kind of has a little bit of strategy, but a sword is your main best friend in the entire game, in my opinion. And not only that, some of the weapons can be situational at times. So that's that. But anyway, let's get into my final thoughts about the two games as a whole. The games in general do break the mold that was monster collecting. Instead of literally going out into the wild, you collect them by fossils. And another game, which I will get to in another episode, does adopt this idea. But sadly, the game came to a bitter end with its final game that was Spectrobes Origins. And it honestly does suck to see this game go because I honestly loved playing it when I was a kid. And it helped me get into a little bit of art. It made me a little bit more confident, show art on school when I was a little kid. It honestly was a really good game. Not only that, but I felt as if this game could have gone somewhere if given the chance. It really does hold a lot of potential for today, too. I feel as if it could probably hold its own anime if Disney decides to greenlit the idea. Where I don't mean like, oh, it should probably have like a new Spectro a day. What it could do is it could just last for like a few episodes of the same Spectrobe, but Roland using a different Spectrobe to help in a fight or whatever. But besides all of this, the games do still hold a special place in my art, in my heart, I mean. Sorry, folks. And I really hope maybe one day it can see the light of day in a while, maybe. I hope not. So this was my first podcast, folks. I would like to thank everyone who was listening to it. I am sorry for some of the things I said, or some of the mistimings, or if I stuttered, or anything of the sorts. This is new to me. This is a learning experience for me. I am currently trying my best. And not only that, I will try to make another episode another time if school or work doesn't bother me in the slightest. But anyway, I would like to thank all of you for listening. If you have any ideas of what another episode, or if you agree with me, tell me right away, or so on. Have a nice day.